Hey, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss Spygate and the abilities of the U.S. government to spy on the private citizen with the new bill that was recently passed. Hope you enjoyed the episode. Remember to like and subscribe. Thank you.
And he's all clean. Good morning, fuckers, and welcome to another day at the Daily BM. I was just waiting on Mike to clean his beard, and we are ready to rock and roll. Are you satisfied?
Not really, no. I still feel like I have little crusties everywhere. I don't know what the hell happened here.
Yeah. What are you doing? Potato chips
in the house.
I found this new brand of potato chips I really like called Wild Protein Chips.
Wild.
W-I-L-D-E.
Wow.
And the flavor I had was chicken and waffles. And I got to be honest with you, they were pretty damn tasty.
Did they taste like chicken and waffles, or was it kind of like, eh?
No, they tasted spot on money like chicken and waffles. It's actually made with real chicken breast. They're chicken breasts that are, I guess, turned into chips and then
Wait,
flavored.
What?
Yeah, it's
chicken Wild breast. Wild chicken and waffles. All right.
Egg whites.
13 grams of protein. All right.
Chicken bone broth. Yep. And tapioca starch.
What's the pricing on that stuff?
Fuck if I know.
You just buy it. You don't know how much it costs. You just picked it up and said, I'm just going to go
I got on Amazon. I got a case of the variety pack. I can tell you real quick.
I'm just curious how much those are per.
I'm sure it's pricey.
I'm sure it's probably like $2 a bag.
I don't know. Quest chips are closer to four.
$4 a bag for chips?
Yeah.
Boy, geniuses, man. Probably cost them the same amount of manufacturing as it does to make regular potato chips. And you pay $1.79 for a big bag of potato chips. For a big bag, yeah. not some little handheld bag.
Yeah, but all that, I don't know, man. That's so bad for you.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying, if you're going to do a healthy, it's always the fact that the healthy shit, if you've said this time and time before, is always more expensive.
So it's 12 bags for $35.
Damn. $3 a bag, then, roughly. Just under $3 a bag. It's like two something, two and some change.
$2.91.
Yeah, I was going to say, almost $3 a bag. Oh, for that little bag.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it'd be like if you bought it.
It's not that little. I mean, it's actually it's as big as my head.
You got a little head, dude.
I guess. it's 38 grams.
I don't remember what movie you were in. Beetlejuice. You were that little freaking hunter out in the woods.
So here's the thing that bothers me.
Uh-oh, here we go. Here goes a rant. All right, prepare everybody. Strap in. Here goes a rant.
No, it's like, you know, we're willing to be incredibly cheap when it comes to the food that we put in our body, which is probably the most important thing that we do all day long, like what we eat. You know what I mean?
No,
like,
you're right.
We don't prioritize food. It's like we'd rather spend, you know, $50 on a shirt. Or $20 on a hat, you know what
and
I mean?
And a $5 on a meal from McDonald's,
and want to spend a buck on a hamburger, you know, and then like wonder why we have all sorts of medical issues later in life because we're like not eating quality stuff.
I don't even know if you consider fast food food, like really. I mean, I don't know if it's really how you can classify it food.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
just saying.
I don't know.
I don't either. Speaking
it's
of not
like
knowing,
you buy the cheapest shit. Like you go to Walmart and it's like, let me buy the cheapest shit, you know, because I want to keep my grocery bill low. But like literally, it's like the most important thing you can do all day.
Hey, I hate to tell you this, but Dr. Squash soaps are now in Walmart.
I know.
I saw
them there.
Oh, that's right. Because I got a bar when we were out in Utah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Duh. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, they have these at Walmart now. Now they're at every Walmart. I'm like, all right, they cracked a deal. Cracked a deal with the Wally World. They're like, even the Walmart people, I guess they took it to effect. Man, they really smell like shit. We need to give them something good. I haven't been to Walmart in so long, dude. Like, last time I went in there, it's like going to another country, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. Yeah. I hate to say it. I sound like a fucking asshole when saying it like that, but it's the
truth. I don't go to Walmarts.
But when you go in, you don't just go, just kind of go, wow.
No.
And look around and go, wow.
No.
People.
No. I have no desire to die.
You're not going to die. Although lately I've been getting a lot of stuff coming across my feed, and I don't know how this started happening, but it's literally like people that are like stealing out of stores, like shoes and stuff like that, and running out.
Yeah.
So I'm just kind of like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I've been to some sketchy Walmarts in the past, and I can only imagine they've gotten sketchier. I mean, I drive past the Walmart when I want to go to like Zaxby's, and I see what comes out of Walmart, and it's kind of scary.
Yep.
Kind of like, oh, we are like one power outage away from apocalypse.
One power outage away from apocalypse. Ain't that the truth?
I don't know. Like, I usually like now, like, it's so convenient. If I need something from Walmart specific, I just have them deliver it. Because they do free delivery, so it's like I don't have to deal with that. And then, you know, the bad thing about Walmart and Target and places like that is you walk in for one thing and you walk out with a cart full of shit. Because you're like, oh, look at this. This is a deal. Oh, I need this. You know, it's like, it's horrible. So by not going there, I feel like I eliminate that.
You're listening to the Daily BM.
I still can't believe that you don't go to Wally World or any place and like just check people out and wonder why they're so freaking weird.
Nope.
So do you know people
Target
watch?
I go to Target. No, I usually go to Target occasionally. I don't know that people watch that much.
I thought you said they're retarded anyway. And you were saying Target. See, that's what's wrong with me, man. I was automatically assuming you were calling them retarded. You know, you don't people watch ever, like, whenever you're, like, at a theme park or anything, you don't just, like, watch people?
Not anymore. Mm-mm. I used to. Not anymore, okay. Though.
Why did you stop?
It just got boring. Like, it's just not entertaining anymore.
Because it's like, just the same old shit with people.
Now everybody's weird. There's no normal.
Now everybody's just odd. Oh, man. So, speaking of odd, this week, Edward Snowden was released because the Justice Department decided to go ahead and do a plea bargain with him, and he took it.
Oh,
so he flew back and to the United States. Now, I don't know what's going to happen to the guy. You know, I don't know, man. Even if you sign a document with a government that says, "Yeah, I'm going to take that plea bargain," I always, because I've watched way too many movies, and they're like, "Ha ha." Fuck you. Now you're going to prison in America. And then they totally take it back. You know what I mean? That's what I'd be afraid of if I did something like that, like you whistleblow, like that. And then they take it back and then you go to prison, a federal prison. They're like, oh, yeah, man. Come on back.
I mean, technically, they could just disappear your ass and you'd never know. Like, how would we know if wherever he ends up, if he just stops posting? But now with Chat AI, they could just have him fake posting.
Oh, that's true. They could literally do it. Well, you know, he was in a pretty high position, man. He was a technical assistant with the CIA, and then he was also, and he's a current employee. He's actually a current employee of the defense contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. They keep saying that he endangered people and that he, you know, and things like that. But my biggest thing is, it's like, you know, espionage and spies have been going on since before the Cold War. You know what I mean? Since pretty much since the formation of our country.
Dawn of man.
Yeah, the dawn of man. I mean, you're always going to have people like on the inside doing stuff. I don't know, but I feel like, you know, the government is starting to like really push the envelope of privacy versus security of the country.
Right. Yeah, because I mean, he whistleblew on that new NSA bill that got passed that gives them a lot more authority to get information from anybody that is connected to the internet. I mean, that's basically the gist of the bill, right?
Yeah, it's the FISA 702.
Yeah,
but they're you know, a lot of people are calling it dramatic and terrifying. You know what I mean? And it's basically just an expansion of the government's surveillance powers. I mean, I don't know, man. I got a fucking problem with it. I mean, even though I'm a good American, you know, and I'm not doing anything for criminal intent. But the whole thing is now the NSA can force internet providers like Google, Verizon, whoever, to hand over sensitive data concerning NSA targets. So it's like, I don't know, man. There's a fine line between privacy and security. I guess it's just, you know, in the IT world, we always used to say back in the day, there, you know, it's the same thing. There's a difference between functionality and security. How much, however much security you increase, the functionality goes down. And then the lesser you have security, the more your functionality goes up. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it's kind of falls into that realm when you start talking about security and privacy, in my opinion. You know, oh, do you want national security? Well, guess what? The more national security you have, the less privacy you're going to have. So it's like, where is the line when it comes to
why should you have privacy?
Well, you should have privacy. You're still a private citizen. But the federal government shouldn't be monitoring American citizens. Well, I mean, so let me ask you something. So you're okay with the NSA or the CIA opening up your personal emails, reading them, looking at them, you know what I mean? Or your correspondence with other people that have nothing to do with national security whatsoever, but you're okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay, explain. Why? Why are you okay with it?
I don't know, because I don't think there's going to be anything there they're going to find exciting. Like, to be honest with you, like, because I'm pretty much a law-abiding citizen, so it's not like they're going to find anything that's going to be a national security threat. And, you know, I guess it's one thing if, like, you know, they take your information, then they weaponize it and use it against you and leak it to blackmail you or something like that. But I don't know. I always felt like the only people that those type of laws protect are criminals.
But see, again, it comes right back down to that fine line, you know, security over privacy. I mean, people want to be private. You don't want your life out there for just somebody to read. I mean, it's got – people can say what they want. I mean, you know, you got your iPhone. You have your Alexa. They're listening to you too as well. We do know that. But I mean, we're still going on with our lives, you know.
It's one thing to invade, like, privacy to me is the sanctity of your being or your space that you preside in. So it'd be one thing if the government just came rolling in without a warrant and took over your space, your personal space. Like they broke into your house, started ransacking your house with no probable cause and no warrant. But if you're connected to the internet and you're putting your shit out there, then they should be able to, like, intercept it.
Yeah, but where's the fine line? I mean, you still got a fine line, because let's say you and I, we're talking about a terrorist act or a terrorist activity going on. Okay, let's just say we're having a conversation about it. They misinterpret it, and then they're listening to all my shit. You know what I mean? Now I get flagged. And then, you know, for being a terrorist, even though I wasn't being a terrorist, we were just having a conversation about it.
That's where the importance of due process comes in. But it would have to be pretty substantial evidence. Like, it would have to be, I don't think it'd be like discussing and searching for terrorist events to do like a research article. But now if you're Googling, you know, best place to place a bomb during a 5K race at here, you know, blueprints for the building, you know, talking to your friends about, we're going to meet up on this day with this time. Here's the ingredients to make the explosive. We need 10 of these. Yeah, that's pretty, like, incriminating. You know what I mean? Like, that should be able to search for a warrant. Like, I don't know. Like, I think that is a fine line, but it's like, would you rather step on somebody's toes and, like, have them, like, wrongfully, like, not persecuted, but, like, accused, like, oh, hey, this person might be dangerous. Let's go check them out. And they show up and they inconvenience you for 15, 20 minutes while they check you out, make sure you're okay, versus, you know, 100 people dead or 1,000 people dead because they didn't have the ability to do due diligence.
You know, it almost makes you question, honestly, when you start talking about, you know, these Spygate bills and you start talking about all these different things coming through, you start to question, were we ever truly an open border free system, or were we always doing what other countries do and we just hide behind the flag of freedom? And he, now hear me out on this one.
Well, you have to. You have to a certain point. I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think that they were already doing it. It just wasn't admissible in a court of law.
Right.
So they had to find other evidence to get the warrant, you know, or catch them in the heat of the moment. I think now they're just trying to make it where it's, you know, legal to do it so that way they can use it as evidence.
See, I guess that's, you know, that's why I was just like, okay, I can kind of see your viewpoint, but at the same time, yeah. I'm also trying to think on a private then, level, you know.
And here's the thing too. Like, so now, you know, the reality of it is it's not like they have like, you know, Bob sitting in an office reading every email ever sent by every human being in the United States. It's an algorithm that's looking for keywords, you know, using AI to try to infer intent based on language and, you know, a chain of actions, and it just flags the person and then they get a further investigation. So I think when you put it in, you know, you still have privacy because it's not a human being that's actually reading your stuff, that's not invading it. It's a machine that's scanning for keywords. You know what I mean?
Like, so let's dial this one in then. Okay, so let's say you're using a program like WhatsApp.
Yeah.
So should WhatsApp allow the government access to all your messages?
Yes.
So you think that they should be like, hey, here it is. You got full access. You can come in there and take a look and see what's going on with the algorithm where your carnivore, whatever the hell they're using these days.
Sure. And just put it in the terms of service.
Which nobody reads.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, if you're not doing anything illegal, then why would it matter?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm there with you on that one. If you're a law-abiding citizen, then you don't have anything to worry about in the first place, right? You know. But here's the problem I have with it. Now, here's the biggest problem I have with it. And again, I know what your rebuttal is going to be. But so let's say, hypothetically, Mike decides he wants to run for public office.
Okay.
Okay. Let's say you had an affair. Let's just say you had an affair.
Right. Okay.
Now that stuff can be used. Like, let's say you had communique with a young lady or an old lady knowing you. No, I'm just kidding. But a young lady, right? And now the NSA gets a hit from the FBI and they go, hey, we want you to give us that. And they give it to them because they share information. And now it goes launched into a political ad and it shows your correspondence with this individual, yada, yada, yada. And they make this huge smear campaign against you.
Is the individual of age?
Yes, of age.
I didn't break the law.
You didn't break the law, but they still, they went into your private account and your private messages and
Was I running on the campaign that I'm a virtuous man and I'm God fearing and like I don't, you know, like I've never done this before.
I'm just saying.
It is. It's huge. It's huge because here's the situation. Would you rather know a person's nature that you're voting for or the fluff they're trying to sell you? Like, I would rather that information come out and see how the person responds, because if they're pretending to be one person and they're totally somebody different in reality, why would I want them to being one of my leaders?
Now, you're assuming that the American public is smart.
I'm assuming that people generally use information and they can make good judgment calls. And I think most people are smart. Yes. Now, hear me out on this.
I'm not saying everybody's a dumbass. I'm just saying everybody's a dumbass. No, I'm just kidding. What I'm saying is that, okay, so for instance, I'll just use Donald Trump as an example.
Right.
He paid off a hooker. Well, I call her a hooker because she took money to suck his dick, whatever the hell she did. All right. So this Stormy lady, you know, he paid her off. And then it's used against him. Now, what I really think he should have done, and this is where I agree with you on this one, was been like, yeah, I slept with her. Yeah, I did that. What's your point? And then you have people like Bill Clinton, who we know got a blowjob in the freaking Oval Office, you know, while he was in office, because the people were making a big deal about this with Donald Trump and gets nothing. And he did it while he was president and he was in the Oval Office. My hypocrisy only goes so far, is what I'm getting at. So I agree with you. It's real simple to me. I would have been like this. Yes, I did have sexual relations with that woman. No, it was wrong. Because everybody makes mistakes, and everybody it makes decisions, and sometimes they're not always the best or the right.
It's the exact same thing Arnold Schwarzenegger did when he was on his political career, and they tried to smear him with the allegations of, like, you know, groping women and stuff like that. And he literally came out and said, yeah, I was young, I was dumb, I was stupid, I apologize. That was the times. That's what happened then. And, you know, I wouldn't do it now because times have changed and I've changed. And he admitted it and it was done. It was over with. He took the entire steam out of their sails because he didn't try to deny it.
But then he went and banged his maid. I'm just saying, had an illegitimate child.
He didn't.
How much full of shit was he?
He wasn't. Because that was a consenting adult. Like he still cheated on his wife, but he didn't go up there and go.
He didn't grope her.
He didn't like grope her without her consent. I mean, the maid was all in on it. You know what I'm saying? And it's we're all humans. Like we all are fallible. We all make mistakes. So if I see a politician get up there and say he's holier than thou, that's an immediate red flag for me. Like I don't like that. Like,
I don't
think it's okay. And no, I would much exactly rather. You know, I would much rather know, you know, like it'd be great if we could just see all the financial transactions between Joe Biden and China and Ukraine and Hunter and it just be public information, public domain and access free for everybody. We could go, okay, look, he got X amount of dollars from here and there's no shell games. And then we could see what kind of real person he is, because right now it's all hearsay. We don't know. Back and forth. It's blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
it's
all a bunch of shit. And the reality is, like, you know, and again, I'm not like a Donald Trump fan. You know that. I mean, he's not my favorite, but neither is Biden. I can't stand him either. But the reality is that, you know, it reminds me of the debate with Hillary Clinton, you know, where you see her saying about him not paying taxes and all this shit.
Right.
But she uses the exact, he made a valid point. Hey, you've been in freaking this stuff for 40 years. Why didn't you change it? You know why you didn't change it? Because you're reaping the same rewards of your tax system. If you really wanted to change it, you'd have done it. He goes, so you can't harp me for using the same exploits in the tax code that you did. So I guess what I'm getting at is that my ex-father-in-law said something to me, and it's always resonated with me over the last 25 years.
Right.
And he said, same thing you just pretty much said. I'll sum it up like this and then we'll wrap this up. But he said, I would rather vote for a guy that comes out and said, I made a mistake, but this is how I'm going to fix it. And this is how I'm going to do this and take ownership of it and hold himself accountable versus somebody who's full of shit and just looks you in the screen and just gives you a bunch of word vomit. Mm-hmm. So lies. Yeah. Word vomit, lies, however you want to call it. But the reality is, that's why when you said that, it like just sparked my memory of him saying that to me, because I was thinking it already when you said it. So,
but with this bill, like here's the amazing thing. Like if you don't want them to read your emails, don't send emails.
Agree. That's true.
See, where I think the privacy comes in play, where I think it's important, I think it's if you're in your car and you're doing nothing and you're just chilling and they come over and they drag you out of your car and they don't have a probable cause, that's an invasion of privacy.
Right.
If you're sitting in your living room watching TV and they don't have a warrant and they don't have a probable cause to break in your house and detain you, that's an invasion of privacy. An email that you send across the internet getting intercepted and searched for keywords and then sent on its way, if it's okay. That to me is not an invasion of privacy, because it's a communication. It's no different than, you know, if you send a letter, you know, a bomb in the mail, you know what I mean?
Like,
if you're sitting there and you hear ticking and you're like, hey, this sounds kind of sketchy. Let's open it up and check it out. And you open up and see there's a bomb in there. Is that an invasion of privacy? Because the bomb wasn't meant for you. It was meant for whoever was supposed to get in the end, as long as you delivered it on time. Now, if you didn't, then you know, it's your fucking fault for not doing your job. You see what I'm saying? That's not an invasion. I feel like people take privacy too extreme. You know, like if you're in your backyard and you're butt ass naked, you know, that you're not in a private setting, because there, people can see you, you know?
Right.
But now if you're in your bathroom with a closed window, that's a privacy setting. So if someone, you know, drills a hole through the bathroom door to, or through the wall to look at you from the next, you know, condo over, that's a fucking invasion of privacy. But if you walk out on your balcony butt-ass naked, that's not an invasion of privacy because you're showing it to the world, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel. Like, there's a level of risk when you go out into the world. And I think for public safety in this day and age, you know, when that stuff was written, they didn't have the technology we have today.
Right.
You know? So it's different, you know, it's like being able to use routers to send out Wi-Fi signals to ping a room to see how many bodies in the room. So that way when law enforcement goes in, they know how many people there are and where they're at, you know, because they can do that. There's technology that can turn router, you know, Wi-Fi signals into basically like sonar and radar and report back where people are standing in the room based off how the signals bounce off around the room, which is a pretty interesting technology. But, you know, if it makes a safer place for the environment, I think I'm all about it. Because I think that's where we need to go eventually. Because let's face it, we all decide what the laws are and what the rules are that we're going to live by. You know, we're like, hey, murder's bad. Let's put that on the do not do list. So wouldn't you want to catch all the murderers or people that have a, you know, a propensity to murder?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, I agree with you, man. I'm starting to see it. I just said, where's the line?
Yeah.
That's all. Just where's the line?
I told you the line's like in your private domicile, in your private space, you know?
Right.
But like, here's the thing. Like, the only people that I think that really get protection from that are the people that want to traffic like child pornography, you know, drugs, launder money, illegal activities are the only people that benefit from that level of that high level of privacy. Because if you're just emailing your mom, like going, hey, mom, how you doing? Hey, check out this cool trip from vacation. What are they going to do with that? Like, that's nothing really there, you know? Now, right. If you're sending like, you know, your cousin, you know, a naked photo shoot from a bunch of 10-year-olds that you kidnapped. Yeah, that might be a little illegal, and I kind of would want that to come to an end.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Like, yep. I'm right there with you.
I don't think that's necessarily a bad invasion of privacy. Like, you know, like if you're sending like nude photos of yourself to your boyfriend, you know, or girlfriend in your case, maybe, or wife, I don't know, and those get intercepted and they get released, then I think there should be an ability to sue the organization that released them so you can get compensated for it.
You agree.
That's where I think the privacy should come into, is how that information's used. You know what I mean? Like if that information is all of a sudden, you know, Billy Bob decides because he's sitting there in his desk and he's like, oh, this is a hot chick, let me take this and share it with my buddies. And it gets out. And then, you know, all of a sudden she finds out about it. And then she's got a case. Because he broke the law and his ass needs to go to jail because he wasn't working within the guidelines of what his job is to do. And that's to catch the bad guys. You know, but that's no different. That's no different than cops. You're saying your house is robbed and the cops come in and they're collecting evidence and they see some nudie photos that are like Polaroids and the guy grabs a couple of them and takes them out and photocopies them and hands them out. You know, it's no different than that. It's
true.
Just digital as opposed to physical, but it's still breaking. He's breaking the law. So that's sneaker, where I think.
Sneaker porn.
Yeah. Sneaker porn.
Sneaker porn. But sneaker porn.
That's why I like, you know, I think that. That's why you put laws in effect. And if you're a law-abiding citizen, I don't think you should be worried about it.
Well, there you go. Well, guys, just don't be a fucking criminal. Simple as that. I mean, really, just don't be a criminal.
Yeah.
And if you are, better be good at it, because today's technology, it's really making it harder and harder for you to be a good criminal.
Yeah.
It's starting to make every criminal look kind of stupid. But anyway.
I mean, if you think about it, like if we had more cameras in places like they do in England, there we probably have a lot lower crime rate in certain parts. Because, you know, with facial recognition and you know, closed circuit television where they could capture the people and then have them arrested quickly, you know, like, you'd probably be a lot less inclined to rob somebody if you know there's a 99% chance you're going to get caught.
Michael asked the question.
I mean, look at bank robberies.
Mike's creating the Fourth Reich.
When's the last time? No, because that's not right either. But When's the last time you've heard like a major bank robbery? They're pretty much non-existent.
You really can't get away with shit now. I mean, you really can't. This technology is just about caught up to where it's instantaneously you're going to get busted. I mean, good luck. Yeah. But here's what I don't get. The banks aren't getting robbed, but they're robbing us. But that's a whole other story.
I mean, now it's more like identity theft and, you know, like things of that nature that cause problems. And there's a movie we could talk about around that, The Beekeeper on Netflix.
I've seen it come across my thing. So I'll have to watch that too. God, I got to watch. It's pretty good. Now I got to watch Beverly Hills Cop, and I got to watch The Beekeeper while we're doing this shit. Yeah. God, you're killing me. But you know what? I'll have plenty of time sitting on the beaches in the sand. Yeah. So why the hell not?
I don't know. I think that we get caught up on the whole privacy thing because we really don't have privacy. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
You know?
Welcome to the new era of privacy, which is non-existent.
So, and the easiest way to, if you don't like it, get a flip phone.
You could be like Jay. Get a flip phone with push buttons where you text one number at a time. You know what? I'm going to leave on this note. I'm going to say the only time I want privacy is between 7 and 8 a.m. That's it. I need 1 hour. Actually, I only need 5-10 minutes, but you get my drift. Anyway,
Keep the blinds closed.
That's why I've got those dark out windows. Yeah. Anyway, that being said, guys, thanks for listening today. Don't forget to head over to thedailybm.com where you can find us on all our socials. You can also subscribe over at YouTube and Rumble if you want to see our ugly mugs talk. Also, head over to MasonDangerBeardCO.com where you get 20% off on all things over there. Just use the promo code DailyBM. Mikey, you got any last words before we get out of here? You super spy, you?
All I want to say is...
All I want to say is go zoom, 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 and a boom, boom. Just shake your up. I'll save it on that one. We'll catch you guys on the flip side.
How's it going?
This is...